Hello and welcome to the Pony Developers Sync for September 3rd, 2019. My name is Andy, and can everybody else introduce themselves?
Hi, I'm Sean.
Hi, I'm Theo.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Scott.
All right. Another day with no collisions. This is uncanny. Let's dive right in and start with Ponylang RFCs. First one we have is the LLVM command line options integrations issue 153. So we had some voting. Looks like Rocket got 4 and Eyes got 1.
Which one is Rocket? Please tell me Rocket does not involve command line. It doesn't involve environment variables.
Command line option 2 is listed in the RFC.
Woo! Okay, I'm good with that.
All right. There was a lot of smack talked on environment variables last time, including by Sylvan.
Let's be fair. It was just me and Sylvan.
Right. Well, yes. So we've got that voted on. Do we want to?
I say we keep that
open for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I think it's reasonable to keep it open for a little bit longer.
Let me just put a note so that people know kind of when we plan to close it. I think in the past we've done like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it depends on the one. I think a couple weeks would be reasonable for it from the time that we did it. Yeah.
Okay, and I'll just say. The voting on this will close on September 10th.
So I will not be around for that, but I already voted. So
yeah.
I think okay. I did. Did I vote? Did I vote Rocket? Let's see. Yes, okay, yes. I did.
Okay. All right, I'll add that comment. Great.
And for anybody who might be listening along who doesn't understand rockets and eyeballs, if you go look at the RFC issue, you'll see that you'll understand.
So yeah, just if you're listening, command line option 2 as listed in the RFC got 4 votes. Environment variable listed in comments here and in alternatives, which was the heart, got 0 votes. And allow for both of these, the eyeballs, that got 1 vote. So
yes.
Basically, a lot of people seem to prefer just having the command line option. All right. Next up, issue 57, reflection.
Yep, it was just a bit of conversation on it.
Did you say you were reflecting on it?
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got that cleared up.
It did get me thinking about things that I might like to see and some reflection stuff and how it would be, and like I expressed on it both of the suggestions that were, well, one Matthias's original one and then a follow-on from that added basically an additional method, like either type or type of, that you could use to get stuff that could be introspected and reflected on from a class. And I noted that I am definitely not in favor of that. I would much rather have one or more primitives that would be available where you can pass in things and then get it there without polluting the namespace of every object.
Yeah. Okay. That's there. Okay, so those were the two RFC related issues. Anybody have anything else they want to say about RFCs? Okay. Moving on to Pony C. PRs, we have use test and test and set for scheduler scaling logic 3298 Another dipping party.
I want to get somebody else's input on this who feels good with the with the atomics stuff.
Scott, GitHub is telling me that I should suggest you as a reviewer.
GitHub is high. I may
is
have.
Is there any way that we can measure the effect of this?
I know why it's suggesting, Scott.
I probably made edits nearby, but honestly, I don't know that much about how the LLVM atomics do their thing. The one time I did explore it, I drooled uncontrollably for 2 days.
All of the code that's around this and the PRs that were around the scheduler scaling, you and Dippin did a lot of testing, et cetera, on. Right. Yeah. So it knows.
It thinks it knows. That's okay.
It does. I mean, I read the thing. It seems reasonable and fine to me. I don't have time, nor will I, for the next until I get back from the vacation that I'm leaving on in a couple of days, to really dig in and take a look at it. I was hoping that Sylvan, who's better with the atomic stuff than me and particular details, would be here to take a look at it. I think worst case we could punt it till next week and hopefully have Sylvan around her at him. And I will send him a thing as well, playing assistant to Sylvan on that.
Okay. Um, 3293, rename maybe pointer to nullable pointer.
Yeah, what's up with that one?
Looks like all tests passed. Let's see here. Change log has been updated.
There's a related pull request against Pony Tutorial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if we choose to merge that one, then the other one is guaranteed.
Let's look at that real quick, just since it's associated. This is.
Yeah, this one.
396 in Pony Tutorial. Yeah, we really didn't say much about it, did we?
Nope, did not. All right, I'm good with merging this. Looks good to me. Give me a second. Let's see. Should these commits be individual ones or? Okay, those are separate ones. All right. Anybody have any objection to this being merged?
Give me 1 second.
I have an advantage. I went over most of this on his first pass PR that he ended up closing over the weekend.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I'm way ahead of the game.
You're way on top of it. Okay. Well, between that and my quick check here, I'm just gonna say that it looks good to me.
Alrighty, I'm gonna merge. And do you want to get the one on the tutorial?
Talking to me.
Anybody.
I'll go ahead and do it.
Boom.
Okay. All right. Great. Back to Pony C. 3289, simplify unmuting of Cinder's logic.
I'm going to review this when I get back from a vacation.
Okay.
And I will leave a note to dip into that effect.
Got it. Okay. 3284, add runtime memory allocation tracking. This was that one. Sean, I think the final thing for this one was that you had requested a few changes related to like white space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That looks yep. Okay. That looks good. Okay. Da 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 da. Da. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. I'll merge this in a minute.
Okay. Can we move on to the next issue or?
Yep.
Would you like us to wait? Okay. 3282, add ability to specify maximum memory a Pony program is allowed to use. So yeah, Sylvan commented last week, Dippin replied. I don't know if anybody wants to weigh in on.
I haven't had a chance to review.
Yeah. Dippin is suggesting this could be a compile time option instead of a runtime option. If anybody thinks they want to weigh in on this, they should weigh in on it. Some point. So that's 3282. And then 3278, trigger GC for actors when they tell the cycle detector they're blocked. Again, Dippin responded to some of the comments from the sync. Yeah, Sean, it looked like Dippin was asking for some clarification from you on your comments.
Yep, I will get to that when I get back.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, that's it for PRs on Pony C. Moving on to issues, there is 3295. This is the note for release 0311. or I guess you, did you rename this, Sean?
Well, yes, because we just merged a thing that's a breaking change, so it's no longer 32.1.1, it's 31.1, it's 32. So, yes, I snuck that change in just a minute ago.
Okay, so release 0.32.0. Expected release date is around the end of September. All right. 3286. The segfault when running lambda within the generic types. These are all just comments from the sync, right?
Yeah, that's a comment from last sync. Yeah. Nothing new on there.
Yep. Okay. 3283 compiler doesn't see required assignments in try else structure.
That's just my changes from sync last time.
Yep. Okay. And 3140 compiler crash in Pony C 0.28.0 with LLVM 7 plus for certain projects.
We were going to discuss that this time. We'll need to discuss it next time. That's the larger LLVM conversation. At minimum, I think two of myself, Joe, and Sylvan should be here for that conversation.
Yep. All right.
Or Matthias, but you know, he hasn't been able to attend sync in quite a while with the baby. So
babies, man. Babies. All right. The only other things we have, we've got the last week in Pony for September 8th.
So many things got added.
There are things.
Lots of things. Because I finished a thing.
Nice.
I did a thing I can talk about later.
Do you want to talk about it now? Because I think that's it on our issues and PRs.
Okay. Well, there are other repos that we should probably add to your list of stuff, Andy, going forward. There's the main.actor markdown repo, right? It's a repo which is just the documentation, the generated documentation for main.actor. It started getting used over the weekend because I finished the first version of the library project scaffolding one, which exists in its own repo, where you tweak a config file, you run a bash script, currently only works on Linux, and it will generate a whole mess of stuff for you to be a starter place for doing Pony libraries. I took the content that would come from that and updated my personal Pony message pack project, as well as crypto, the PonyLang crypto, NetSSL, regex and glob modules to have all of those so that they now have, amongst other things, an automated release process. And I ran that release process over the weekend. The release process will version the changelog so that it will go from saying unreleased to whatever the particular version is that it will be. And then we'll also add a new unreleased section. It will take the release notes from the particular section that you did. It will add it to the release issue that's in GitHub. Sorry, not issue, but under the tab for releases for GitHub. It will update that to include the changelog stuff and everything else, so that there'll be a basic thing there that should be good for going forward. It also will build documentation for the project and open a PR against that aforementioned main.actor package markdown repo, where once a PR is merged to that, it's not automatically merging the PR right now. When that PR is merged, it triggers another bit of CI-ness, which will cause Netlify to rebuild the main.actor website. If you go to main.actor right now, you actually see that there are multiple packages now up on there. So, hey, that's going to be, I'm going to write about that when I get back from vacation, and there will be like official unveiling for early version of it. Additionally, as part of the release process stuff, it posts a note. You might notice in the announce channel, there are notes about version 1.0 of the multiple ones of these libraries being released. It does that. It also adds the a note about the release to Last Week in Pony as well.
Okay.
So does all of those fun things for you. Yay. And in order to kick this off, once I had it working, basically what I had to do was I pulled down the latest changes on master for the library that I want to release. I add a tag that's release dash whatever the version is, where it needs to be x.y.z format. I push that tag, and then everything gets kicked off from that. It will end up taking like whatever the x.y.z at the end of release dash is. That will be the version that it will use for it. And it will end up deleting that tag once it's no longer needed, and you'll just be left with like the x.y.z one. And it'll kick off all of the other stuff. It's all set up to use Circle CI. It's GitHub. It's very GitHub specific right now because of the API requests and for whatnot and stuff. And yeah, there's the library project scaffolding repo, which has been tagged as 0.1.0 that people could play around with to try out, and we could improve. The biggest thing that I'm planning on doing eventually with this is, given that everything right now is GitHub specific, I would like to, once GitHub Actions leaves beta, I want to switch this over from using Circle CI to using GitHub Actions, because there would be fewer things for folks to set up that. And as you and I talked about, Andy, it's all bash stuff right now for the scaffolding creation. And I want to have a conversation with you at some point about starting to move some of that stuff over to Pony instead of bash.
Yep.
But yes, lots there. So it should make it much easier for people to set up libraries to do all the fun stuff. You get lots of stuff with it. Check out the scaffolding thing. It has explanations of everything you get with the default make file rules, et cetera, and whatnot.
Cool.
Okay.
The next one up that I'm going to do at some point is this for releasing applications, like for all the stuff you'd need for applications like Corral, Stable, PonyUp, etc., where I can do nightly builds, tests, all of that fun stuff as well. But first, vacation.
All right.
So anyway, we should add, I don't know how it is, but all of those things should be added to the list. I don't know if you're filtering or if you're just grabbing all of the list of all the repos for PonyLang. I assume you're doing some kind of filtering.
Well, not exactly. I think there's some pagination going on with the results. Mm-hmm. And I had not been paying attention to that, so I realized
that would be yes,
yeah. So I can also manually pull them in, but I'll try to get that change in for next week, unless there's anything specific that you want to talk about.
No, because I think I got pretty much all of them in, but
okay,
yeah, oh. They were a few in. Yes. I ended up archiving a couple of I archived the old library project starter, which got replaced by this.
Mm-hmm.
And a few other things, yeah, which would have shown up otherwise. But yay. That was Saturday.
All right. Busy day. Okay. What? Is there anything else that we want to cover while we're on this call? if anybody knows anyone going to Strange Loop, tell them to vote for my unsession proposal for a pony clock.
Okay. Okay.
Great. Well, thanks everybody for coming. I will stop recording now.
Whee!